The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Falcon Report's on the way, 5 o'clock. Also, you will hear from a couple of guys after the game yesterday. We already heard from Coach and Caden Ellis, who led the team in tackles. Falcons lose, and it was disappointing simply because this was a game we should have won. And we just left too many points out there. And the missed field goals hurt, but, you know, execution and certainly the penalties hurt. I mean, we had a first and goal at the 5-yard line. And we get two back-to-back penalties. All of a sudden, we're pushed 20 yards back. Instead of it being a touchdown, which I think we punch it in there, it turns into a field goal. You can't do those things on the road. Those mistakes came back to hurt us, Mike.
Everybody's talking about Younghoe Koo, who's been a bit leaky.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, man, look, we've had him on the show like half a dozen times over the years. And back in the day when Matt Bryant was 44 and struggling, they brought in Younghoe Koo, who had tried to get traction out west and eventually got a job here and made the most of it. Kicking is just so wacky. You see guys go through this. We mentioned earlier, you know, Justin Tucker with the Ravens is kind of struggling by his lofty standards. Younghoe Koo is, you know, kind of, you know, just all over the place. Kai Fairburn, the dude for the Texans, missed one that he usually makes last night.
He did. He did. You
know, not to be confused with Kai Forbath, who was a kicker a couple of years ago, who I always thought sounded like he should be in Star Wars, you know, like Kylo Ren's going to beat Kai Forbath on Tatooine. But anyway, I digress. Now, kicking, we were just talking to a bunch of guys on our social media, Carl's put 'em up, C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. There's like this rogues gallery of kickers just kind of floating around. And, you know, you hope you get one off, you know, off the tree or out of the barrel. I mean, the Lions kicker was money. Jake Bates was he hit the game winner last night, and he's been really good after bouncing around and finally sticking with the Lions after coming out of college out of Arkansas. But it's so hard to get, because some teams, like, remember the Buccaneers famously struggled with kickers for almost a decade. So I'm not saying to cut bait on Koo, but almost everybody almost universally and unanimously says you got to bring in somebody to push him a little bit during the week.
Yeah, and I have no issues with that. You know, I came to that resolution yesterday after watching this debacle, but it was more than just yesterday. Hmm. It's unfair for us to sit here and say, based on yesterday, Mike said it. It's the number of overall kicks now we're starting to talk about and the percentages. When you start saying, hey, this guy was, you know, in the 90 percentile and now he's in the 70, mm-hmm. there's something going on. And that's what we're talking about. 70% of the field goals made this season. It's his worst percentage. 70% is his worst percentage since 2020. It's a problem.
And this is where you start to say, what's up? I mean, and because, by the way, everybody's got a theory on this one. Personal life.
Who knows?
You know, guys go through the yips with this stuff. But to Carl's point.
Well, Coach said yesterday, real quick, Mike, he said he had a bad day, right? And I think the quote was, shooters shoot, and sometimes shooters miss. Okay, I hear you. Well, I mean, but there's 82 games in a basketball season. These are you've got only a certain amount of these games, and they all matter.
And you're indoors, okay? There's never an excuse for a kicker when he's indoors. And now the bar has been raised across the league. Everybody's making 50-plus yarders now. Those are no longer the exception. Those are the rule.
Right.
And the irony, we said earlier, where he's struggling, and in the Tampa Bay win, he missed a 45-yarder. He's missing between 40 and 49. He's 3 of 6 from where he's usually, I mean, like, lights out. And he is 5 of 8, ironically, from the 50-plus. So he's got to straighten that out. I know that a lot of folks are saying, hey, you know, he's missed, you know, what about the extra points? He's been good with extra points. It's just these field goals and indoors, that's 6 points. Okay, one was blocked. You can't put that on Young Wei-Koo. That's a special teams miss.
Oh, he was one for four. He missed three. Right. One was blocked.
Right.
He missed two. Three.
He missed two. Yeah, but you look at the kicks and you say, man, you cannot in the indoors environment. When it's, see, that's the thing. Coaches and Coach Rob will protect him and say, hey, we didn't lose that game. You did. It's a tight rivalry game. You didn't score a touchdown to the second quarter. You struggled. You finally got things on track with your playmakers. Carl, you talked about the penalties. Games like this come down to everybody executing. So the kicker doesn't get a pass. And I'm sorry. He's paying. By the way, we gave him a contract extension. He's not doing this for free. Let's get real here.
Yeah, no, he's doing well. And it
hit the right upright.
And yesterday, that was disappointing. Now, with that said, get your head right, because I need you Sunday on the road. Now, this game is going to be outdoors.
At altitude, which generally helps kickers.
And who knows with Denver weather? I'm just telling you. All right? It could be snowing. Who knows what's going to be going on? Fact of the matter is, we're going to need him to get his head right moving forward. But that was disappointing yesterday. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, real quick, I want to follow up on this story because I know there was a lot of people talking about this as to what happened at Kennesaw State.
Right.
The AD has come out and made a follow-up statement about Brian Bohannon. So if you missed it over the weekend, Bohannon started this program, I think it was 2013, has been there. They had a big win this year, their first FBS
Beat
win.
Liberty, right.
And so when you talk about, you know, where the program is headed, I will tell you, I am not that close to it to tell you it's where it needs to be. But the decision to move on from him had people saying, wait a minute, did Brian Bohannon get fired or did he step down? So here's the statement from Milton Overton, who is the athletic director at Kennesaw State, talking about this. He says, over the last 3 years, the results on the football field failed to support our goal of building a competitive SBF program. And therefore, I determined it was time to make leadership change to take the football program in a new direction. I advised Coach, this is the athletic right. director, of my decision and offered him the opportunity to announce that he had stepped down. At the conclusion of our meeting, it was the AD, understanding that Coach Bohannon had accepted the offer. Well, Mike, he came out on social media and was like, no, this didn't happen.
Yeah, he says, this morning I was informed, this is Brian Bohannon's Twitter page, I was informed directly from AD Overton that he was making a change in leadership. Contrary to what's been reported, I want to be clear, I did not step down from my position as head football coach at Kennesaw State. So basically saying, no, I'm not going to say I stepped. You fired me. You know, you own it. Now, where you're supposed to be along the lines, and I'll just echo your sentiments. I don't know enough about the inner workings of Kennesaw State, about what's going on. I've heard a lot. We have a lot of Kennesaw State fans. Owls fans are disappointed. They like Coach Bohannon, and they feel there was going to be some growing pains. So 11-2 and 21, they moved to the A-Sun, 5-6, plays an independent 3-6, and then this year 1-8 at the highest level they've ever been as a school.
Which you got to give it some time.
Right. And they also pull off a huge upset win. Yeah. So I don't know what the expectations were. I don't know if there's personality stuff. Anyway, we have a head coach on the show. I think he's done a pretty good job. So, but one thing's get your facts straight if you're the AD, because you didn't say you want to step. No, I'm not stepping down. Well, you're going to fire me, fire me.
So this statement is basically saying, we had a conversation, and I told him, hey, if you want to say you stepped down, I'm cool with it. We can run with that. That's what he's saying here. But he also is saying in the first part of this statement, I determined it was time to make a leadership change.
Okay.
That means you fired him.
Right. Because a coach, like a guy like Brian Bohannon, is not going to leave a job halfway through. He's not going to quit midseason. And that's what, in essence, he would be saying. And that's not fair to Brian Bohannon.
No, it's not. All right. We wanted to follow up on that because I know a lot of people were talking about what happened with Brian Bohannon. And again, guys, when you're somewhere as long as he had been, you don't know the inner workings of what's happening. And I think I think Overton's been there, Mike, since like 2017 or 2018. Okay. It's not as if they got a new athletic director. So, long story short, that is what's going on at Kennesaw State, and I know people were asking us, and that's where we're at. But that statement was put out literally about an hour ago.
All right.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
from Kennesaw State's athletic director. 404-726-0929. We'll see where that goes and who they might bring in. But again, it's a process. To Mike's point, it's going to take a little while. And if you're feeling like that's not moving in the direction you want, well, what did you expect? Two wins this year? I don't know. I have no idea what the expectation was.
I don't know what the expectation was. We were up there we had a couple of broadcasts at Between Peaks or pregame, and our Owls fans are excited, but you're right. So they move on, and a guy who's, again, he was tied many years to Paul Johnson as a staffer with Georgia Tech, and then I thought did a nice job. Talk to Irk Russell. Anybody else is going to start something up from ground zero, right?
Yeah, it's hard, man. All right, coming up, we're going to get more into our Falcons. Also, we've got Brent Key on the way. Big win for Georgia Tech this weekend. And I think, Mike, these are the kind of wins where everybody's watching that catapult your program to where we've been talking about it. And by the way, we need Tech to be good. Mm. We do. We're in Atlanta. It's in Atlanta. We need Tech to be good. And there's no reason why they can't be consistently in the mix. Now, when you say good, what are we saying? I'm not telling you they're going to win the national championship every other year. But, Mike, there's no reason why you can't string together consecutive years of 8, 10, 11, 12 wins, be potentially in the college football playoff. There's no reason.
And especially now with name, image, likeness, and the ability now, as you'd like to say, NIL now, it's legal for the well-heeled Georgia Tech alum. And we know the Georgia Tech fans love to remind us they're all millionaires, that you can put your money where your mouth is and help out. Look, the thing is about Brent, I think it's you know the program. You know what I mean? Know the landscape, right? Know what's going on around there. He's kind of like the George O'Leary type vibe. It's always physical. It's no nonsense. It's built on bedrock. It's not built on hype or nonsense. It's also, remember, he worked for Nick Saban for a year. He knows what he's doing. And by the way, Haynes King, we gave him a game ball. Gutsy effort. Aaron Filo, I said the other guy. The other guy's Aaron Filo. 5 of 10 for a touchdown. I mean, this dude, the entire Georgia Tech team and the energy and the vibe. We were worried about a noon start and maybe it'd be a little sleepy, but it was Miami that came out, got punched in the mouth, and they have been living dangerously, but great for Georgia Tech. The biggest upset, the signature win, and in his second full season, both years, Brent Key's taking Georgia Tech fans to a bowl game.
Game balls.
This could have been a larger score, by the way. If you didn't see this game, Kid took a knee to finish the game.
Yep, slid down, took a knee at the end of the game.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.